track three, and these are our headline stories from the Mid Devon Advertiser. Work is underway on school's £60,000 play area. Work is well underway on the major improvements to a small village primary school's outdoor space. Hennick's school's PTFA has managed to raise £60,000 to create an outdoor area to provide children with the best experiences and help secure the future of the school. For several years, large areas of the grounds have been accessible to the school's 60-plus pupils for up to 6 months of the year due to flooding and waterlogging. The preschool play area has also suffered from surface deterioration, making it an unsuitable space for young children. Now, the diggers are in and the transformation has begun. Volunteers have been clearing vegetation and moving materials to make way for the major construction work. Over the past year, the school has secured significant grant funding, which included £30,000 from Hennick Parish Council through the Community Infrastructure Levy. Alison Wanacott, Hennick PTFA Secretary, said, "What makes this project special is that it has been driven by collaboration, determination, and a shared belief that small rural schools play a vital role in their communities. We're currently in the middle of the build, and while people are beginning to see the physical changes, the real story lies behind the scenes. Countless hours have gone into fundraising, applying for grants, planning, designing, overcoming challenges, and bringing together local organisations and businesses who have generously donated their time, expertise, equipment, and resources to help make this vision a reality. Our goal is simple: to create an inspiring environment that gives current and future pupils the very best opportunities, helps secure the long-term future of our school, and encourages more families to choose a small, nurturing village school." Head teacher Anthony Arnold has been right behind the project. The PTFA's own fundraising has seen £15,000 from its annual barn dance put towards the cost. A further £8,000 came from the Link Academy Trust, £4,000 from the Norman Family Trust, £500 from Teambridge Art Society, plus crowdfunding, match funding, and generous donations.
Firefighter heads to the US for 9/11 memorial climb. 25 years after the 9/11 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, a Tynmouth firefighter will be joining a memorial challenge event in the US. A total of 343 firefighters from the UK and Northern Ireland will travel to Atlanta, Georgia in September this year to honour the 343 of their US counterparts who lost their lives responding to the 2001 atrocity in New York. On-call fireman Matt Hallett will be among a group representing the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. All participants will walk up flights of stairs amounting to 110 floors, the height of the World Trade Center, carrying full firefighting kit. Matt, an instructor at the Firefighters Training Facility in Exeter, said, "This isn't just about the physical effort, although it will be a tough challenge. It's about remembrance, respect, and solidarity with the Global Fire Service family as we mark 25 years since that day changed our profession and the world forever. As a professional firefighter, this climb means a huge amount to me. It's about honouring those who ran towards danger, supporting those who continue to do so today, and setting an example of service, commitment, and gratitude." Matt is fundraising via Just Giving, https://www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Matthew Hallett, to raise the cost of taking part in the event, and also to donate to emergency service charities in the UK and the US. He said, "Every donation, no matter the size, helps keep the memory of 343 men and women alive and directly supports those who serve on the front line today." He has thanked all those who have supported him so far, especially Morgan Clark Loss Assessors, for their incredibly generous donation.
Petition for Dawlish Viaduct Restoration. More than 100 people have already signed a petition calling for the iconic Dawlish Railway Viaduct to be improved. Started by County, District and Town Councillor Rosie Dawson, the Change.org petition is urging Network Rail to invest in repainting or restoring the town's seafront landmark, which is rusting and deteriorating. The viaduct has been the subject of complaints over its dilapidated appearance for many years. Last year, Network Rail told the Mid Devon Advertiser that it had no plans to repaint it and that the costs involved for work, which was described as cosmetic, were considered too expensive. The petition states, "For too long, the iconic Dawlish Railway Viaduct has been left to deteriorate while repeated requests for it to be properly repainted have been refused. As one of the most recognisable landmarks on our beautiful coastline, it should be a source of pride, not a symbol of neglect. Dawlish is a town that relies heavily on tourism, with tens of thousands of visitors arriving each year to enjoy our seafront, businesses and stunning scenery. The condition of the viaduct sends the wrong message about our community. We are calling on Network Rail to invest in Dawlish by committing to repaint stroke restore the viaduct, demonstrating that our town deserves the same care and respect as other parts of the rail network." Responding to the petition's formation, former town councillor Michael Clayson said when the viaduct had last been repainted, it was streaked with rust within a year. He believes a better solution would be to create a false facade using polymer material. Last year, similar calls were made to improve the look of the rust-ridden metalwork. At that time, Network Rail said, "As a publicly funded body, we have a responsibility to ensure funds are used in a way which helps us provide a safe and reliable railway. Unfortunately, the costs involved in painting the viaduct cannot be justified for what would be a cosmetic change." Dawlish Chamber of Trade had previously discussed the possibility of getting a group of volunteers together to look into repainting the structure themselves. Network Rail had confirmed it was approached by third parties with a view to potentially carrying out the work. However, the viaduct would need to be sandblasted to get the paint off before even beginning to put on new coats of paint. Because of the bridge's location directly next to the railway line, there would be large associated costs involved with such a project, running into potentially hundreds of thousands of pounds. The long-standing problem with the viaduct is when it has been painted in the past by Network Rail, it very quickly begins to look rusty again due to the harsh coastal conditions.